This is WHTC in Holland. Time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. Our Talk of the Town number is 395-1450. And this morning is our morning with Kathy and the chef. So, Kathy, tell us about the chef.
Good morning. Yes, we have Terry Tucker in the house with us again today, who's our dining services director and chef at Freedom Village. And he has some great fall recipes. So be sure to get out a piece of paper and a pencil and write some of these down. If you're driving and you'd like to get some of these recipes, you can always call me at Freedom Village at 820-7400 and ask for Kathy Blackburn, and I'll be happy to mail some out to you.
Okay. What's the first recipe?
Well, good morning. We're going to start out with Roquefort pear salad. It's Roquefort blue cheese, some sliced pear, some creamy avocado, and, of course, crunchy candied pecans. That's hard to say.
Especially on a Monday morning.
Exactly. Everybody loves candied pecans. They're just amazing to just have sitting around the house.
That's right.
But they don't last long. So we're going to start out with leaf lettuce, one head of leaf lettuce, and it's torn into bite-sized pieces and washed. A little trick with this is you can wash it up and then drain it as best you can, and you can stick it in a Ziploc bag, throw it in the fridge for up to about a week. Actually, it should hold up to about a week. Once it starts to turn brown, obviously, it's no good anymore, but you can throw it in there. It crisps it up very nicely, and it makes it ready to go whenever you need it, so if you don't use the whole head. Pears. We're going to use three green pears. The Bartlett pears would be probably best. You could also use Asian or red, whichever you really choose to do. And we're going to peel those, core them, and chop them. Roquefort cheese, otherwise known as blue cheese, crumbled, 5 ounces. One avocado, peeled, pitted, and diced. Half a cup of green onions, thinly sliced. A quarter cup of white sugar, or as I say every time, sugar substitute. Let's see, that was a quarter cup of sugar, sorry. A half cup of pecans, either the pieces or the whole pecans will work. A third cup of olive oil. 3 tablespoons of red wine vinegar. 1.5 teaspoons of sugar, or substitute sugar as well. 1.5 teaspoons of salad mustard. 1 clove of chopped garlic. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. And then fresh ground black pepper to taste.
So there are two places in here where we're using white sugar or a sugar substitute.
Yep.
So
the sugar goes into the dressing as well as onto the pecans.
So, alrighty.
First, you're going to start by tearing and washing the head of lettuce, the leaf lettuce, and then allow for draining. And again, if you'd like to refrigerate it, you can do that and then come back to it and use it when you need to. Gather all your other ingredients together. We're going to start with the skillet on medium heat. You're going to stir 1/4 cup of the white sugar together with 1/2 cup of the pecans. Continue stirring gently until the sugar has melted and has caramelized the pecans. Carefully transfer these nuts to wax paper or foil. Another quick trick on that is you could, instead of using the skillet, you could actually put them on a baking tray in the oven, and that will do the same trick.
So, what would you put that temperature at then?
Probably 350 for about 10 to 15 minutes should work. So
okay.
Just kind of stir them once or twice through the cooking time. So, for the dressing, we're going to blend 1/3 cup of the olive oil, 3 tablespoons of red wine vinegar, 1.5 teaspoons of sugar or substitute, 1.5 teaspoons of the salad mustard, 1 clove of garlic, chopped, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and the fresh ground black pepper to taste. Mix that up and set that aside. And then in a large serving bowl or decorative serving plates, depending on if you're going to make this up and serve it right away or put it in a bowl and set it out for everyone to dig into, you're going to layer the lettuce, the chopped pears, the 5 ounces of the Roquefort blue cheese, your diced avocado, and your sliced green onions. And then pour the dressing over the salad and sprinkle with pecans for garnish. You can also set the pecans if you're presenting it to guests. You're not sure if they have nut allergies. You can set the pecans in a dish alongside so that you don't have to worry about trying to pick them out. Or
that sounds good. So it's a cold salad, but it has a warmer dressing mm-hmm. with it, so it'll be a nice fall recipe. A
very popular one.
Now, why don't you give us your number again, Kathy, in case people didn't get all these.
If you missed any of these ingredients, you can call me at Freedom Village at 820-7400, and I'll be happy to fill you in or send you out the recipe.
Okay. Next one is Southwestern Stuffed Acorn Squash.
Who doesn't love acorn squash at this time of year?
We had some acorn squash Friday night, I think. It was very good.
There you go.
My wife cooked it up. And, wow.
It is that time of year, for
yeah,
sure.
Exactly.
So good,
very
good time
popular
of year
item.
Squashes.
This will be do 6 servings. We're going to start out with 3 acorn squash, about 3/4 to 1 pound each, approximately. Washed and then halved horizontally. Obviously, the seeds scooped out. Turkey sausage, bulk turkey sausage is what you should probably use. 5 ounces of that.
What is bulk turkey sausage?
It's a little different than the actual sausage links. Basically, the bulk would be just the ground turkey sausage. That
so
you
it would
get
be like a hamburger kind
yeah.
of a thing?
Yeah,
okay, although turkey. Okay.
If you do get them in the skins, you could always just cut them out, you know, cut the skin off and,
okay.
and use the... So. 1 small onion chopped. 1/2 of medium-sized red bell pepper chopped. 1 garlic clove minced. 1 tablespoon of chili powder, 1 teaspoon of ground cumin, 2 cups of tomatoes, either cherry or Roma tomatoes, chopped. The recipe calls for cherry, but I usually use Roma. They're a little easier to contain, but whichever your preference. A 15-ounce can of black beans, rinsed, and the best would be low sodium or no salt added black beans. We love the convenience of black beans. There is a sodium factor in most black beans. Most canned items do have a sodium factor, so rinsing it does help reduce some of the sodium, but low sodium or no salt adds best for heart health. And if time allows and you really want to do that, you could cook them from scratch. Then you don't have to worry about the salt at all. So, and then 1/2 teaspoon of salt right after
we're going to take the salt out of those black beans, we're going to put 1/2 teaspoon of salt right back in there.
That's why we want to rinse the extra.
That's right. It'll throw the taste off. It'll have too much.
This is an optional item, hot red pepper sauce to taste, some like a Tabasco sauce or a Frank's Red Hot. And then 1 cup of shredded Swiss cheese. After you gather your ingredients, you're going to preheat the oven to 375 and lightly coat a large baking sheet with canola oil baking spray. You're going to cut your squash in 1/2 horizontally, scoop out and discard the seeds and the center fibers. Place the squash cut side down on the prepared baking sheet. I usually do it the other way around, but this requires it to go upside down, so I think it keeps the moisture in the squash a little better. So, and then you bake it until tender, about 45 minutes. While your squash is in your oven, you can coat a large skillet with canola oil spray as well, and heat over medium heat. Then you're going to add your 5 ounces of sausage, your onion, and your bell pepper, and you're going to cook, stirring and breaking it up until lightly browned. About 3 to 5 minutes should do. Then you're going to stir in your garlic clove, your 1 tablespoon of chili powder, and 1 teaspoon of cumin, and cook for about 30 seconds. Stir in 2 cups of chopped tomatoes, rinsed black beans, your salt, and your hot sauce, if you choose to do that. Scraping up and getting the brown bits from the skillet, those little bits of flavor on the bottom are really good. So, cover your skillet, reduce your heat, and simmer until the tomatoes are broken down, about 10 to 12 minutes. When the squash are tender, you're going to reduce your oven temperature to 325. You turn your squash over and fill the halves with the turkey sausage filling. And top each a half with the Swiss cheese and one from the 1 cup reserved. And then place back on the baking sheet and return to oven until the filling is heated through and the cheese is melted. About 8 to 10 minutes on that. So.
That sounds really good. And you could probably alter that a little bit if you'd like to, if you'd like different kinds of cheeses or different ingredients. It
Definitely.
Sounds like it's a pretty versatile recipe to be able to put exactly what you like in there as well.
And you could use ground beef as well, or even a pork sausage if you
want. Also guarantees their work. Call Shastman now and schedule your $89 comprehensive furnace tune-up. Call 616-796-0077. Shastman.com. Bryant, whatever it takes.
And on to the baked apples.
Savory baked apples. I've been seeing a lot of different recipes going out there for stuffed baked apples. Obviously, apple season is well underway, and this recipe calls for Honeycrisp apples, but it can also be Rome or anything else. So we're going to start. Oh, this makes 4 servings, and that's 1 apple per person.
And this is an an entree.
Yes.
This is an entree. It's not a dessert.
Yeah.
So.
Low-sodium chicken broth, 2/3 cup. Brown rice, uncooked, 1/3 cup. Dried cranberries, or craisins, as we call them at Freedom Village, 1/3 cup. Apple cider, 1/3 cup. Apples, 4 apples. Again, Rome or Honeycrisp are probably the best for this. Cored. You want to leave the skins on, but just core them out. 1.5 tablespoons of butter, melted and divided. Sweet Italian sausage without the casings. Again, this is another one where usually you'll find them in the casings, but you can also find it in bulk as well. And that's 4 ounces. 3/4 cup of yellow onion, finely chopped. 1/3 cup of carrot, finely chopped, 1/4 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1/8 teaspoon of ground red pepper, or black pepper will be fine if you don't have red pepper in your cabinet, 3 garlic cloves minced, 1/4 cup of chopped toasted walnuts. The best thing to toast those with would be just 350 oven on a baking sheet for about 10 minutes, just to kind of warm them through and toast them up a little bit.
You just put them in plain? You don't add anything to it?
No, you don't want to add any oils or anything.
Okay.
The walnuts have a lot of oil in them as it is.
So just toss them on a baking sheet and bake them for
toast
a minute.
Toast them off.
All right.
Yep. 3 tablespoons of minced green onions. 3/4 teaspoon of salt. 1/2 teaspoon of dried rubbed sage, and 1/2 cup of Swiss cheese, shredded. Again, we're going to gather all the ingredients, preheat our oven to 350 degrees. In a saucepan, we're going to bring 2/3 cup of broth to a boil. You're going to stir in 1/3 cup of brown rice, cover, reduce the heat, and simmer for 50 minutes. Brown rice does take a lot longer than white rice to cook. There is a quick brown rice or instant brown rice you can buy as well, but the traditional, regular, straight brown rice is still better for you. So, and then we're going to remove that from heat and let stand for 10 minutes. Combine 1/3 cup of cranberries and 1/3 cup of your cider in microwave-safe bowl. Microwave on high for 1 minute, and then let stand for 10 minutes. After that's cooled off a little bit and plumped up the cranberries, you're going to add that mixture to your rice. Then you're going to use a spoon or a teaspoon. Carefully scoop out the centers of the apples, and then leaving about 1/2 inch thick shell. You can chop up the apple flesh that was removed and set aside. Brush the inside of the apples with 1 tablespoon of butter. Place the apples on a baking sheet and bake for 25 minutes at 350 degrees or until just tender.
So this is just the apples at this point that we're going to bake. Okay. Yeah.
Preheat your broiler to high heat. And then heat in a large skillet over medium heat the 4 ounces of sweet Italian sausage for about 5 minutes, stirring a few minutes or a few times to crumble. Remove sausage from pan and drain that off. There will be quite a bit of grease from that. You'll want to get that out of there. Wipe your skillet clean and with a paper towel. Careful, it will be hot. And then return the pan to the stove in order to melt the remaining 1 tablespoon of butter.
1/2 teaspoon of butter.
Yep. You're going to add the chopped apple, the 3/4 cup of yellow onion, the 1/3 cup of chopped carrot, the 1/4 teaspoon of cinnamon, and 1/8 teaspoon of pepper. And you're going to sauté this mix for about 4 minutes, and then add the 3 cloves of garlic, and sauté for another minute, stirring constantly. Add the sausage and the onion mixture to that, and add 1/4 cup of your chopped walnuts, your 3 tablespoons of minced green onions, 3/4 teaspoon of salt, and 1/2 teaspoon of sage to your rice. Then you combine that with the rice and the apple mixture and the sausage. Combine them together, gently tossed until all is combined. Divide mix evenly among the apples, stuffing into the cored area. So you stuff your apples with all of this, and then you're going to top it with 1/2 cup of Swiss cheese, and you broil it in your oven for about 5 minutes or until golden brown. So lots of information there. I'm sure you'll probably be calling Kathy for that recipe.
So if you need that information, you can call me at 820-7400.
Okay. Let's take time off for some weather here. The latest hometown weather brought to you by our friends at the City Delicatessen and the place with its new fall feature, the Harvest Salad, the citydelicatessen.com. And our weather forecast is for sunny today with a high of 65, mostly clear tonight with a low of 45, and tomorrow afternoon rain developing with a high of 67. Wednesday, windy with a few showers possible and a high of 55. Going to be a cool day on Wednesday. Right now,
can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
And more good food coming up.
Ooh, so butter pecan mashed sweet potatoes. This sounds delicious.
Yes, another one that's great for the holiday season as well as just every day. This will make 4 servings. 4 sweet potatoes, about 2 pounds each. And then we need 1 1/2 tablespoons of butter, 2 tablespoons of fat-free milk, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, and 1/4 cup of toasted chopped pecans.
So you can make one big batch of toasted pecans, and you can use it in all these recipes
today.
Yep. Yeah.
You can actually toast up a whole bag at a time and take them and split them up into Ziploc bags, throw them in your freezer, and that actually will hold them for quite a long time. So, but then they're toasted, ready to go. So, gather your ingredients. Excuse me. Pierce each potato with a fork 3 to 4 times on each side. Wrap each potato in a damp paper towel, and you're going to microwave on high for 8 minutes, turning after 4 minutes. Cool slightly, and then cut potatoes in half and scoop out the pulp into a bowl. You're going to mash the pulp with a fork or back of a large spoon, and a little variation on the cooking method is to bake the potatoes on a baking tray at 350 degrees for 45 minutes or until soft. Cool before cutting in half and scooping out the pulp. So if you don't want the microwave version, I usually don't recommend people use a microwave for cooking, but I know it is quite common. So
it's an easier way to do it, but I have to say, for potatoes, I like them better in the oven myself.
They are better in the oven.
So.
Heat butter in a small saucepan over medium heat, and you're going to cook for 3 minutes or until browned. Stir a half a tablespoon of butter.
One and a half tablespoons.
I do that every time.
That's all right. That's why I'm here.
2 tablespoons of milk and 1/4 teaspoon of salt into the potato pulp. And then you're going to spread the mixture into a microwave-safe serving dish or a canola oil-sprayed baking dish. Top with 1/4 cup of the pecans and either microwave on high for 2 minutes or bake for 8 to 10 minutes at a 350-degree oven to heat through.
So these are really simple.
Very simple and very, very rich for a nice, you know, it's the traditional sweet potatoes that everyone knows in this area is the mashed or the marshmallow topped. But this makes a nice, healthier version, and it's also very sweet and rich. So.
You bet. And if you have a larger family event that you're going to, then it's easy to double this up and make a larger portion as well.
Definitely. I have some variations here, too, as well, that we can add to that. There is a maple bacon version. You're going to prepare the recipe through step one. And then you're going to stir in 1 tablespoon of softened butter, your 2 tablespoons of fat-free milk, and 4 tablespoons of maple syrup, or 4 teaspoons, sorry, of maple syrup.
It would be really sweet the other way.
And then you're going to top potato mixture with 1 1/4 ounces of cooked crumbled bacon, about 3 slices. There's a Parmesan sage version. Again, prepare the recipe through step one.
So that's cooking your potatoes.
Yep.
Through step one.
Stir in 1 tablespoon of softened butter, 2 tablespoons of fat-free milk, 1/2 teaspoon of chopped fresh sage, and 1 ounce of freshly grated Parmesan cheese, about 1/4 cup, and then also 1/8 teaspoon of salt. So now we're taking it away from the sweet and making it a little bit more into the savory.
A little more savory, yeah.
And one more variation, a chipotle lime.
That sounds very interesting.
Yeah, a little Southwest flair on it. Prepare recipe, again, through step one, getting the potatoes ready and then scooping out the pulp. You're going to stir in 1 tablespoon of brown sugar, 2 tablespoons of fat-free milk, 1 tablespoon of fresh lime juice, 1 1/2 teaspoons of finely chopped chipotle chili in adobe sauce, and then 1/2 teaspoon of the adobe sauce as well, and 1/8 teaspoon of salt.
So you can make those and make them different ways, and it can be a really interesting combination, so you can bring them maybe to different family events in different ways and surprise them as you like head on in the door.
I don't think we're going to have time to.
That's okay, because I have a little bit more information I can give people on the upcoming Successful Aging. That's going to be taking place this Thursday, and it's Living Healthy with Diabetes, Thursday, October 17, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. This is at Christ Memorial Church. The cost is $3, which includes lunch. And we're going to be having Sarah Armstrong from Priority Health. She's going to be coming in and sharing with us information about how to live healthy. Diabetes is the leading cause of death and disability in the United States. And we want everybody here to be healthy and do well. So, in fact, 1 in 4 people over the age of 60 has diabetes. Although there's no cure for diabetes, there are things you can do now to avoid and delay complications and live an active, healthy lifestyle. And Sarah is a tremendous speaker, and she is going to share information about how a healthy lifestyle can help you manage or even delay and prevent the symptoms of diabetes. So if you'd like to join us, call me at 820-7482 by the end of the day tomorrow, and make your reservation. You leave your name and your phone number and the number in your party. It'll be an answering machine with my voice, and you can leave your name, number, and, again, the number in your party, and pay your $3 at the door the day of the event. Again, Living Healthy with Diabetes, Thursday, October 17, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Christ Memorial Church. And Successful Aging is a collaborative effort between Priority Health, Freedom Village, Christ Memorial Church, and Holland Hospital. We hope to see a great crowd there. It's good information. It's always a fun day. We start out with a lunch, and then we hear from a sponsor, which is going to be Rest Haven Rehabilitation this month. We'll go into the program with Sarah, and then we wrap it up with door prizes at the end. So call me 820-7482 for that. And if you missed anything on the recipes today, you can call me at Freedom Village again at 820-7400. You'll get our front desk, and they'll put you through to my cell phone.
Okay, very good.